Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Yeah. So last week, I decided to read the book of Psalms. So I'm sharing my life experience with you. Because I thought this book of Psalms, so long, you know, and many times in my life, I have planned to finish the book of Psalms, but I will stop somewhere. All right? Maybe chapter 27. Have you finished the book of Psalms before? Yes, you have? Can I see your hand? Do you remember everything you read? All right. So, I thought, you know what? Every time I try to read the book of Psalms, probably I'll stop at 30-something, 40-something, 50-something. So I said, now I'm going to attack from all sides. You know what that means? It means I'll read chapter 1, then the last chapter. That's how we're coming in. Do you understand? And then kill it at the end. So I went to a particular chapter. Let's go there. I just want to show you something really nice. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I thought, I'm not going to read KJV. Maybe that's because of all these things. I'm going to use ISV. But let's look at KJV. Psalms 150. Oh, hallelujah. So let's read KJV. Okay, you have HCSB. Great. It's looking different. All right, let's look at it. First one, it says, hallelujah. That is wonderful, isn't it? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. It says, praise God in his sanctuary. This is the place to shout hallelujah. Because this is his sanctuary. And this is an instruction. It's not a suggestion. It says when you're in his house, you praise him. Because it's his house. It's praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Verse 2. Praise him for his powerful acts. And you know the song that comes to mind? You move mountains.
You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible.
Praise the Lord. That is how you use the word of God, right? He gives an instruction, you do it immediately. He says, praise him for his powerful acts. Praise him for his abundant greatness. Praise him with trumpet blast. You know that song? Everybody blow your trumpet. Is that a trumpet? All right. It says, praise him with harp and lyre. Verse 4. Or lyre. Nobody knows how it's pronounced. Praise him with tambourine and dance. This is an instruction. He says, praise him with a dance. Do you understand? Praise him with flutes and strings. Verse 5. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes. Are you breathing? So, when we have sessions where we dance, we are doing the word. Do you understand?
Yes,
someone says, I can't dance. What is dance? It's moving your body. You can move your body. Do you understand? If your own is just to be doing like this, do it with joy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah. All right. So, this new month, every day dance. Right?
Hallelujah.
Just take out time. It can be 2 minutes dance. Ooh, glory. That's good enough. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. So, last month was a month of strengthened faith. This month, you will be so conscious of the Holy Ghost in your life.
Amen.
You will hear the voice of God.
Amen.
I mean, you'll be walking and the Spirit of God will tell you, stop, go like this. And you will know it is Him.
because this month is a month of the Holy Ghost. And praise the Lord. I love what PK said when he started. He says it every Sunday, but it's fresh every time. He said, respond to the word. And I was just thinking, you know, if we are here, all of us, and then I give you $100, you'll be excited, right? You say, thank you. Right? You won't say, while I'm still holding the money to you, you won't say, ah, how about PK now? You still not collected it. PK, uncle, okay, Sunday. Ah, is that what will happen?
No.
In this Nigeria? No. As long as it came to you, you don't know what their situation is. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Maybe they are allergic to $100. But as long as it came to you, you will receive it with joy. The word of God is greater than $100.
Yes.
And so while the message is going on, at times you hear something that is for you. Take it. And you do so by responding. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You don't wait and say, ah, am I the only one that will shout glory now? How about Sunday? PK is not shouting. Leave PK alone. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You go, yes, it's mine. I heard a story of a lady who had a problem with her cycle. So she was bleeding every day and it was really painful. So she was watching a TV program. We started. And they were praying. She and her husband were praying on the TV. Do you understand? But she was just watching. Now, the doctors didn't know what the problem was. They tried to take contraceptive pills. Do you understand? But the pain increased and bleeding every day. And so while she was watching, one of the ladies said, there's someone listening to me. You have a blood problem. And this is what the lady said while she was praying. She said, I don't know what it is, but it's a blood problem. So she just said it in passing. Do you understand? When you just know you have a word, but you're not even sure of the name, not just say, it's a blood problem. So just take it. God is healing you right now. You know what the lady did? She said, immediately she heard it. She said, she demonstrated this as she said, yes, it is mine. Do you understand? Now, she could have said, she didn't mention the name of the problem. She could have said, it might not be mine because she didn't describe the problem. Do you understand? All that is big English. Once you hear the thing that pertains to you, do you understand? You do what? I like it. I like her description. She said, I just said, yes, it is mine. Do you understand? Now, there could be someone else also watching somewhere else that has a blood problem too. It can be for all of us because the word of God is beautiful for all situations. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But when the word of God comes to you and he's talking to you, take it. Are you in this place?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's learn about the Holy Ghost. Let's learn about the Holy Spirit. Let's learn about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is a person. Put your phones well. Thank you. Put your phone on silent also. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And there are so many things to say about the Holy Ghost. But I'll just pick some relevant things in this series. Do you understand?
Yes.
Relevant things, not everything. So let's go to John 14. Hey, you should see my notes. Plenty verses. And by the grace of God, we'll look at all of them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John 14, verse 15. From glory to glory, we have moved. From glory to glory, things have changed. Is that true?
Yes.
You know it.
Yes.
From glory to glory, we have moved. Glory to glory, oh, things have changed. From increase to increase. Someone's salary has been increased. From favor to favor, oh, we have moved. From favor to favor, things have changed. One more time. From favor to favor, I have moved. From
favor to favor. Things have changed from glory to glory, from glory to glory. We have moved from glory to glory. Things have changed. You know the song? Hallelujah. Your glory fills this place. Hallelujah.
Glory, you have moved. Things have changed. For some of you, things have been working in the background. But this month they manifest. I mean, suddenly things are happening. Suddenly things are being aligned in your life in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You can have your seat. All right. Jesus is talking. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you
forever.
All right. So he's saying, I will talk to God, and he will send someone to you that will stay with you. Because he was going away. All right. We said, relax. Someone is coming, and he will stay with you. Do you know that? You know that there is someone who is with you forever to comfort you. You know, we say the devil is the adversary. His existence, he exists to be in opposition to you. But on the contrary, there is a being that is existence. He is there to comfort you. Are you in this place? And he will give you the comfort that your mother, your father, your best friend can give. But if you don't know it, you'll miss out. But here Jesus is saying there's another comfort, and he'll be with you forever. Irrespective of what you face, he'll be right there to comfort you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 17. He says, even the spirit of truth. So this comforter is a spirit. It's not a person. All right? the Spirit, so you're not waiting for someone else to come. What I mean, of course, the Holy Spirit is a person, but I mean, it doesn't have a body. Do you understand? It's not someone that would come. It says, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. So it's not someone that you say, where are you going to? We're going to the house of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, are you there? No. He's a spirit and you can't see him. He says, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But he's real.
Yes.
If you don't see something, it doesn't mean it's not real. It's real. Are you in this place?
Yes,
can I see your thoughts? No, but it's real. Can you see the air? No, but it's real. Can you see radio waves? No, but they are real. Can you see microwave? Does someone say which one? All right, the waves that hit the food. All right, do you see them? No, but they are real. Do you see electricity? All right, but you can see the effects. So because you can't see something, doesn't mean it's not real. Because you can't see someone, doesn't mean they are not real. So he's saying the Holy Ghost is real. All right, that's the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, he's real. But the world cannot receive him because they live by what they see. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
But we don't live by what we see. We live by what God has said. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, while I was preparing this, I just thought, you know, over the years, you've had people, after Jesus ascended, who have come and said they are Jesus. In fact, right now, there's someone somewhere in South America that says he's Jesus Christ. And he has the hair and the clothes and everything. So over the years, you always have people like that. All right? They say they are Jesus. You know, they're not saying Jesus lives in me. No, they say they are the one. They are the second coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, anybody who knows the word of God, okay, let me hold that one first. If someone says it's the second coming, you should think something is wrong with you. Right? This is not normal. Because Jesus said when he comes the second time, it will not be hidden. He says, as the lightning strikes from one corner of the heaven and you see, that's how his coming would be. Do you understand? So it's not in a manger. All right, and why is someone coming for him? No, this time he will come, everybody would know. But you have these guys who come and say, you know, they are the second coming. And I was just thinking how ignorant they are of God's word. The fact that they can say that is proof that you should not listen to them. Because Jesus prophesied of their coming. Do you know that? Go to Luke 21, verse 8. Luke 21, verse 8. He said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many, you see that? Many, not just one or two, shall come in my name. I love Jesus so much. He's talking about himself. He said, many people will come in my name, saying I am Christ. Are you seeing this?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, many will come and say, I am Christ, I am Jesus. And the time what? Because they always come as per rapture is coming. So they'll come and say, I am Christ, the time is coming. Do you understand the time? I mean, end of the world. He says, go ye not therefore after them. But guess what? Most of the people who come and say they are Jesus have many disciples. Many. I was showing Pietro and Shola one that said, of course, they are the Jesus, Father and Son. And so everybody who's going with them, I'm going somewhere with this, would rapture. Do you understand? They wouldn't die. So that was a message up until the father died of cancer. So the son changed the message. Said, you will die and then you go and meet the father. And so I think in the 90s, there was a comet coming to the earth. So the guy was now old. So he told every other person, I think there were how many now? Do you remember, Shola? Do you remember? 20-something thereabout? He told all of them that the time has come for them to go. How would they go? By suicide. So they would die and then go and meet the father that has died of cancer in the air. And guess what? They all died. All of them, ignorant. Look at it here. Of the word. Go to Mark 13, verse 6. That's why emphasize. You should pay attention to God's word. Always ask, where is the verse of scripture that is backing this your revelation? Doesn't matter if it sounds nice. Doesn't matter if it's something you were thinking of and the person said it. Because people like that say, I was just thinking of this morning and you said it. That's nice. Show us the word. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Show us the word. There's a path that seems right to a man. And if it seems right to a man, it seems right to a lot of people. But the end is what? But the word of God will lead you on that path of righteousness. So you must have the word. You must have the word. Don't just swallow everything. Here he says, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive what? This is Jesus talking. He says, what happened? But you will not be deceived because you have the word. So you ask politely, sir, this thing that you are saying, show me the verse. You say, I saw a revelation. That doesn't mean anything. And not to despise the person, do you understand? But your revelation did not die for my soul. So I should not care. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. Your experience did not die for my soul. So I can't live my life based on your experience. The final say is the word of God. Quote that verse for me that gives me joy. Don't quote authors. I don't know where they are. Is it not true? Is it not true?
Yes.
Only you know what you believe. So someone can look like they really believe. They don't believe squat. So don't quote those ones for me. Quote the people I know are in heaven. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Tell me lessons from the story of the man I know is in heaven, like Abraham. We know he's there. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
David, we know they are there. Bomo in the village. I don't know him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. I said I should say, as bad as this is, that there are people who come and say they are Jesus Christ. Some people took their own extra. There are people who come and say they are the Holy Spirit. You know, they figured, can't be Jesus, so who else can I be? People like that. They say they are the comforter Jesus talked about. Jesus talked about them. You see, they are very wise. Jesus said the ones that say they are Christ are deceivers. So they decided we will not say we are Christ. But who can we say we are? Comforter. So there are people like that. Remember when I was in school, they had someone who brought this book by someone and said the person is that comforter that Jesus prophesied about. And I was in secondary school, I was spiritually stupid. Go back to John 14. And the person scattered my head with different useless revelation. Right? And I never forgot that. Say, yes, this person is the comforter. So what's the name? Say, no, we don't know the name. Use the pen name. Think about, oh dear Lord. You have people, there's a book. I would mention it, but I wouldn't. That a lot of people follow. The author of the book used a different name to write the book. Think about that. He's not even bold enough to put his name there. But you have people who are willing to die. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But not you.
Hallelujah.
All of that to say. Verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father. So, everything I've said now, learn this. Ask for the word of God. Do you understand?
Yes,
be bold. Don't be intimidated. Ask, where in scripture, and if you find a verse of scripture that is totally antithetical to what anybody is saying, side with God first. You are growing. With time, you get to that place where they are. Do you understand? But for now, what you see in God's word is where you will stand. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. He says, and I'll pray the Father and shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. So if they are the comforter, we should not be able to see them. So if someone comes and says, I'm the comforter, you can see him disqualified. Do you understand? Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So go back to verse 16. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Talking about the Holy Ghost. 16. He says, and I'll pray the Father and shall give you another comforter. That gives you an idea. It means there was one before. Right?
Yes,
I can't come and say, take another iPhone. You will take the iPhone first. Right? Yes. But then you ask, was there a first? So when he says another comforter, it means there was a first. He was their comforter. All right?
Yes.
But now he's saying, I will send you another comforter, and that's the Holy Ghost. And he may abide with you forever. Now this comforter, how do I know how he functions? I look at how the first comforter functioned. When Jesus showed up, there was solution. Are you in this place? In Luke 7, the Bible tells us he was going into the town called Nain, and he saw a woman who was a widow, and her son was dead, and she was crying. Now he was a comforter. He didn't go and say, woman, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Not really. He told her, don't cry. Why? Because he's the comforter. Not just by mouth, but in deed. Then he stopped those who were carrying the man and said, young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began talking. So this is a comforter that works. Do you understand? Meaning that God has, do you know God has seen your life from beginning to end? He knows the place where you need help. He knows the place where you need some supernatural intervention to change things. And so he sent the supernatural one to be with you forever. So at any given time you need that supernatural intervention, he's right there. He's right there. He says, I shall give you. Are you conscious that there is someone that is supernatural that is with you just to help you? Just to help you. It doesn't matter who is against you. Leave them. Focus on the one that is with you. That is there just to help you. Someone says, this lecturer is misbehaving. If I knew the VC now, things would change. Oh, but you have a comforter. You see, God saw your life. He knew at that point you encounter a lecturer that might misbehave. So he sent you another comforter. And this one is supernatural. Are you in this place?
Yes,
that means anyhow, in every way, you will get that help. That's what the Bible says. Go to 2 Thessalonians. Let me show you. Chapter 3. I love it so much. Verse 16. 3 verse 16. He says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By what? All means. Any means necessary. That is the scope of his functionality in your life. There is no limitation. Any means. If that person's heart needs to be softened, he will do it. If the person needs to be removed, he will do it. But by all means, he will give you peace. Because God has seen your life. There are times they might seem to be turbulent. So he sent another comforter. By any means necessary, you must have peace. Are you in this place?
Yes, sir.
You must. Any means. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember we said he's our standby. And Jesus, when he walked on the earth, was their standby. The Bible says in Mark 4 that they were going to Gadara and Jesus was sleeping and there was a storm in the sea. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
These people have never calmed the storm before, but they had a standby. So they called him. Do you understand? They called him and said, Master, we're about to die. They even attacked him and said, don't you care? Because he was sleeping. So he woke up and said, peace. Still. But you see, for Jesus, they had to go and look for him. But for this one, he's inside of you. You don't have to look for him. He's right there. Ready to help by all means. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So every day this week, irrespective of what you face, remember, there is someone who is greater than all. He is inside of you. He is for you and he's ready to give you peace by all means. Nobody will steal your peace.
Yes.
Nobody will come and give you trouble. No news will give you trouble.
Yes.
no matter where it's coming from. The Lord of peace is inside of you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ah, that means he's walking.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
He's walking. Calm down, calm down. You might not see it, but be rest assured. If he says he'll give you peace, always, always. Not sometime, always. By all means. It means he's doing something about it. He's doing something about it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. And he's your advocate.
Yes.
That means if you make a mistake, there's someone that can right the wrong. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Make things right. God is a way maker, isn't he?
Yes.
If you were going on the path that he has set for you, and he told you go forward, but you moved sidewards, relax, he's not angry. The Bible says he will be with you forever, and he will never leave you nor what? So even if you made a mistake, and you are the one who didn't listen to him, he will not leave you. When you move sidewards from that position, he will direct you back to where you ought to be. Because God has seen that a time might come, you might not listen. You might get distracted. I'm thinking, God is so good to us. Are you seeing it? He's so good to you. He's so good to me. I mean, every hole for problem he has closed. That's what he's telling us here. Because at times you get distracted, you get busy, too much film. Too much useless news. Now God is telling you, get up, go to that place. You're not even listening. But if you make that mistake, you have an advocate. Someone that can right the wrong. From that place where you mistakenly went to, just like Google Map, he will direct you back to the path of righteousness.
Amen.
And someone says, no, no, no. The way back has been sealed. Do you understand? The way back, maybe you mistakenly entered, followed a bridge to the wrong road. Now, going back to the right road, the bridge has collapsed. But he's the way maker.
Yeah.
Are you in this place? He's the way maker. Someone says, no, to create a way, you need a miracle. He's the miracle worker.
Yeah.
So at no point are you disadvantaged. The Holy Ghost is inside of you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So instead of wasting time, there are people that waste time. I miss God. I made a mistake. I miss God. Now God is not talking to me again. You're the only one quarreling. What can you do? There is nothing you can do as long as you're in this earth that will get God to be so angry he will not talk to you again. Nothing. Because he's too kind. Are you in this place? He's too kind. He's too gracious. He's too gracious. You know what Jesus said? One day I'll share on kindness because it's such a big deal. You know what Jesus said? I've told you guys before. In Matthew 11, he said, my yoke is kindness. That one people say, my yoke is easy. The word easy there is kindness. It is the same word that the Bible says, the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. That word goodness is the same word kindness. So it was poorly translated. He says his yoke, his burden is, you know what burden means? Something you must bear. You have no choice. So he's saying, Jesus is saying, my burden is to be kind to you. No matter what happens, I'll be kind. Are you seeing that? No matter what you do, he says, my burden is kindness. It's kindness. Not rebuke, kindness. Even if there's a rebuke, it's in kindness. Look at those useless soldiers. So me, I'm not kind to them. That spit on Jesus' face. Do you remember them? Someone says, I was not there. Okay. They slapped him. Do you know they slapped him? Someone used the reed and hit his head. They punched him. Do you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that until I went to look for the meaning of the word buffeted. Because every time I read buffeted, what is buffeted again? KJV is not very nice. Some people just say punch, they say buffeted. They punched him. And while they were doing all of that, he thought he was dying for them.
and he loved them still. Okay, then he resurrected. The soldiers that were carrying the tomb, they fainted. When he came out, he knew these people would go and lie. They would be paid by the Pharisees to lie. When he came out, did he kill them?
No.
That's the kindness of God. He didn't kill them. Then he went to his own people, left. Thomas, that was not around, came back. They told him, "We've seen the Lord." He said, "Except I put my hand inside the hole in his hand and put my hand in the side, I will not." Meaning, it's not even seeing, it's believing. It's touching. Touching is believing. Because you can see and they are deceiving you. So touching. So Jesus was dead 1 week. After 1 week, he came. Seeing is believing, Abby. All right, he came. When he appeared, he didn't greet anybody. First time he appeared, he said, "Peace be unto you." This time, he appeared. "Thomas, come here." He said, "Put your hand. Put it." He removed his clothes. Said, put it. Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." He said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." He said, "Blessed are they like Abel, who will not see." Okay, that's verse 20, chapter 20. Chapter 21, remember. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? Please follow me. All right, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Okay. All right, follow me. That's chapter 21. 20, rather. So, Thomas became wise. Everywhere Peter was going, he'll follow Peter. Because he figured out that anywhere Peter is, Jesus might just appear. So, Peter wakes up, chapter 21, and said, "I'm going fishing. I'm leaving all of this. I'm going fishing." So, the other said, "We are going with you," including Thomas. So, they go and they toil all night. And they catch what? Nothing. Peter was going fishing when Jesus just ministered to them and said, "Receive the Holy Ghost. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." That same man used all the Holy Ghost to go and catch fish. So now Jesus, early in the morning, is by the shore. Said, "Children, have you any meat?" He said, "No." Said, "Cast your net on the right side for a catch." Remember, Thomas was in that boat then. So they cast and they drew so many fishes. John said, "Peter, now Jesus be that." Can be another person. When Peter heard that, the Bible says he removed his, he wore his clothes and jumped into the sea and swam. As he was swimming, the boat was also moving near him. Because by the time he got to the sea, they also got there. But he was so passionate. When they got there, this is what I'm going to. They saw fish and bread. Jesus had been cooking. So they came to shore, and then the Bible says he served them. Follow this. So he gave Peter fish and bread. I said, "Thank you, sir." Gave John fish and bread. "Thank you, sir." James, "Thank you, sir." Thomas. Shebi did not believe before. Is that what he did? No! He didn't mention it. That is the kindness of Jesus. Doesn't matter the mistake you make. The next time you see him, he would not mention it. He would not. When he met Peter, he didn't say, "Peter, how many times did you deny me? You don't need to hear what Shebi, I told you." Is that what he did? No! Instead, he gave him responsibilities. Look at Paul. The Bible says that Jesus appeared to Saul on the road to Damascus. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Just follow this. Appeared to him, road to Damascus. And Saul became blind. And they took him to the street called Straight. Then Jesus appeared to another disciple, Ananias, and said, "There's a man called Saul of Tarsus at the street called Straight. Go there, lay hands on him. He has seen you. He has seen you in the vision that you lay hands on him to receive his sight." Do you understand? So go. Ananias starts complaining. He said, "Lord, I know this man. Is this not the person that has been arresting people?" Started complaining. That is, he's trying to tell Jesus, "I know his past." Do you understand? This is an evil man. And you know what Jesus did? So kind. Didn't even
talk about that. He said, I have called him. Do you understand? He didn't say, I know he's a bad person, but let's manage. He will change. No. He forgot about it completely. And that's why the Bible says, he knows the thoughts that he has towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To do what? That's his goal in your life. No matter the mistake you make, his goal, that is the Spirit's work in your life. No matter the mistake you make, he's thinking, how can we get out of this back to that expected end on that journey? Are you seeing that? He's too kind. He's too kind to leave you alone. He's too kind to be angry with you. No matter what you did, his plan is, now this mistake has been made, correct it. How can we reroute you back on that path of righteousness? That's his plan. He's not another condemnation person. He's another comforter. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the sooner you realize this, the sooner you get going on his purpose for your life. And stop remaining one place and thinking your own case is so bad. If your own case is so bad, that's why he's there. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That's why he's there. If your own case would have been so, what is he doing there? Another comforter. Go to Ephesians 1, and I'll close with this. Ephesians 1. So he's too kind. Do you understand? He's too kind. He won't drop you. He won't get angry with you. Think, no. Oh, that to skip radish the markers. Think about this. Peter in John 21. Are you listening? Jesus just ministered to them in John 20 and sent him out to go. Do you understand? Win souls, do ministry. John 21, Peter leaves everything, goes fishing. When Jesus appears, he said, children, have you any meat? They said, no. He didn't say, if you have done my work now, maybe you'd have catch fish. He also didn't say, nobody sent you to go there. What are you doing there now? Come on, come back. Is that what he did? No, he's so kind. He gave them what they were looking for. And then he said, now choose. Which one? The Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads man. So when he wants someone to repent, he becomes good to him. Do you understand that? So he's too kind to leave you alone. He will never leave you. All right. 1 verse 13. Quick. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now, this is a lot, but I want to say something. So, please, just follow me. I've ended. This is the last thing I'm going to. Okay. Just follow me. It says, in whom you also trusted. All right? You trusted. You trusted God. Trusted Jesus. After that, you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. So, when you heard the gospel, you trusted God. Right? In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Big grammar. Go back to verse 13. But wonderful grammar. All right. It says, in whom also, he's telling you, immediately you believed, something happened. He says, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed. Whether you were conscious of it or not, something happened. Immediately you heard God's word and believed, God branded you. You know what a seal is?
Yes, Pastor.
Have you seen a seal?
Yes,
have you seen a stamp?
Yes, Pastor.
What do? You stamp it. All right? But we look at seals. For example, look at this drum. It has a seal. The company that made it sealed it. It's called Tovest. Okay. Look at the TV, Samsung. Look at the Panasonic. Do you understand? The seal. So only products are sealed. All right? The manufacturer seals the product. But the Bible tells us that we are God's workmanship. Have you seen that before? Go to Ephesians 2 verse 10. Next chapter. Quick. 2 verse 10. 2 verse 10. It says, for we are his workmanship. That means I am God's product. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I am a product for good. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
So he crafted you. And not just that, he sealed you. So there's a seal, and it is the Holy Ghost. He says he sealed you by the Holy Ghost, or with the Holy Ghost. All right? Okay. So I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I've said he's your comforter. Now he's the seal. When you think about seal, certain comes to mind. When you see the seal, when I see the seal on this thing, the logo, the branding, do you understand? All of them, they are sealed. One of the first things that comes to mind is the quality of the product. Right? Yeah. The quality of the product. If I wanted to buy a blender and I see Kenwood, I think it would be a good blender because of the seal. Are you in this place? You want to buy a generator and I see Sumac Furman. That's a good product, isn't it? If I see Senway, I run away. Because it's very bad. There is no redemption for that. Right? So the seal tells you the quality. If I see Samsung phone, you know, it's quite durable. There's a phone Jumi has been showing me every time I go online. Umbangidi or something like that. Umidigi. Even the name is perplexing. I don't know who has used it. But the seal is not very encouraging. Praise the Lord. So the seal tells you the quality. If you have been sealed by the Holy Ghost, no wonder he says you are the first and the best. So you don't carry yourself like, oh, you don't have anything. You don't have anything. Peace for me, peace for me. No. There is someone with you, in you, that is greater than all. Go to James 1 verse 18. I want to read it in a version that I like so much. Quick. Philip, speed of light. He says, of his own we guide us with the word of truth. See, just follow me and leave your own book. With the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Let me read from ERV. You know what ERV means? Easy to read. All right? He says, God decided to give us life through the true message he sent to us. He wanted us to be the most important of all that he created. Most important. If something is the most important of all that you created, that means you gave it your best. This is your finest work. No wonder he says you're his choice. Best and the best. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I read TPT. It says, God was delighted to give us birth by the truth of his infallible word, so that we will fulfill his chosen destiny for us and become the favorite ones out of all his creation. So when you remember the Holy Ghost is inside of you, know that you are God's best. Are you in this place?
Yes.
You are God's best. So when you hear seal, when I hear I've been sealed by the Holy Ghost, I think of the quality. Then I realize I'm the first and the best. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I also think about the tolerance of the product and the accessories. If I was going to buy a charger for you, I would ask, what type of phone do you use? If you use an iPhone, forget it. I can't get a USB-C. Are you in this place? I must get the right charger for your phone. Because there are some chargers your phone will not accept. It is not good enough. If I was going to get a phone case, I would ask the model of your phone. I can't just get any case. I have to get one that is stable for your phone. So to know the right case, I have to look at the seal. So if you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost, it means there are some things that you are too good for. There's some things you should reject. Are you in this place? There's some things you should not accept. So, go to 1 Peter 5, verse 18. Verse 8, rather. I just want to show you one. 5, verse 8. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is running around, walking about, so the devil is going up and down. It's like that charger that can move. So you have iPhone charger goes to Samsung, disconnect. Are you in this place? Because the wrong seal. Are you in this place?
Yes,
Pastor. So iPhone charger goes to Nokia, doesn't cooperate. Why? Wrong seal. So there's the devil and the running lion going about seeking whom he may devour. Now, the devil is like that charger. He goes to the unbeliever. It's a match. He destroys his life. He goes to the Christian that is not aware it could be a match. But when it comes to you, you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. Just like the iPhone charger cannot fit the Samsung phone, that's how the devil has no place in your life. So if he shows up, the Bible says what? Resist. Resist. Because of your seal. It's not fit. Are you in this place? It's not a match. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But with that seal, we can also tell what is a match for you. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Poverty doesn't match you. He says, surely, goodness and mercy. Where is their goodness? That's where I'm going to. It fits me very well. You know, there are people that always have bad experience. Wherever they go, someone is always angry with them. He said, I don't know what I did to that woman when she saw me, she got angry. So he teaching me anyhow. That is not my story. Goodness. Mercy. Chasing after me. That's the match. Are you in this place? The Bible says we are debtors, not to the flesh, live after the flesh. It says, but through the Spirit, we put to death the transactions of the body. Meaning that code, that kata is not a match. Kill it. Just like the iPhone charger cannot fit the Samsung phone. That is how sickness has no place in your body. Don't accept it. Don't say this code there now. I'm feeling kata. I'm feeling diarrhea. I'm feeling whatever. Why? What sort of phone are you? No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Say, I'm strengthened.
I'm strengthened.
That's a match. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes. So
I receive favor.
That is the match. That is the one that fits you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember, he said that Holy Spirit will give you peace always by all means. That means peace is the match. Anything that will cause trouble, not for you, doesn't fit you, doesn't look good on you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also, that Holy Spirit then teaches you, when I see the seal, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I see the seal, I know since it's an iPhone or Samsung and it has a seal, I can't put it into fire. Right? So the seal tells me where I can take it to and where it should not go to. So if I'm sealed with the Holy Ghost, that means there are some places that should not be found. There are some things that should not come out of my mouth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wisdom is mine.
Wisdom is mine.
I do not walk in darkness.
I do not walk in darkness.
Confusion is a mismatch.
Confusion.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Never confuse. He says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Because you are sealed with the Holy Ghost, there are some people you should not be found around. Except you're preaching the gospel. And even with that one, there's a wisdom to it. He says, be ye separate. Oh, hallelujah. Be separate. Be separate. You can have many Android phones, but the iPhone is separate. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Many Android phones with their price tag, but the iPhone own is always unique. They separate. So there can be many people doing the wrong things. He said, be separate because there's a seal on your life. You're different.
Different.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the good thing is, and let me end with this, knowing that there's a seal in your life, there's some things you should not accept. Are you in this place?
Yes,
you are too good for some things. But nothing is too good for you. Right? There's some things, there's some thoughts, there's some reasonings you should refuse. I told you, someone says, the dollar is right against the naira. You are in trouble. Refuse that. He said it is goodness you should accept. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you have money in dollars, you want the dollar to rise. Because that's good investment. So you don't accept. Don't accept that allergy. Someone says, I'm allergic to donuts. I'm allergic to what now? Ice cream. I'm allergic to beans. What is it? The Bible says all of God's things are created to be received with thanksgiving. So don't accept it. Don't accept the family disease. You're in a different family now.
Yes.
You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Don't accept the headache that comes with the weather. You are sealed. You only accept what the word of God gives to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, health is mine.
Health is mine.
I want you to say it. I want you to get this picture while you say it. You know how you take the charger? You know, you have the iPhone charger, Samsung charger, and you have the phone. You can keep them. Will they charge? Will they charge? So maybe you bring it close. Will they still charge? What happens? You have to fix it. All right. This is health. This is you. Health is mine.
Health is mine.
Favor is mine.
Favor is mine.
Ah, you're getting it now. Increase is mine.
Increase is mine.
Promotion, mine.
Promotion mine.
Wisdom mine.
Wisdom mine.
Greatness mine.
Greatness mine.
Righteousness mine.
Righteousness mine.
Speak.